What is I am going to in Spanish?
Voy a. Voy a.
How would you say I'm going to prepare the coffee?
Voy a preparar el café. Voy a preparar el café.
Now, this is one way to express the future tense in Spanish, just as we would in English, to say something that I'm going to do that. I'm going to prepare the coffee. I'm going to make dinner. And we use this very often in English, just as it's used in Spanish. However, we have an alternative way to express the future tense in English without using going to. We can also say will. For instance, I will prepare the coffee later. I will do it if you want. I will be going on holiday, on vacation, in Spain in 3 months. So we have two different ways to express the future tense in English. One is to use going to, saying things like, he's going to do it later. But you can also use will in English, he will do it later. Now, there is the same in Spanish. There is going to, which we've used a lot of. But there is also a tense that we're going to refer to as will here, if only for ease of use. So, going to we've done and we've looked at that a lot. But we're now going to look at will, which is an additional tense, which is used a lot in Spanish. There tends to be a preference for this will tense in writing in Spanish, but it can also be used just as much in speech. To make the will tense in Spanish is extremely simple. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to borrow the words we've been using in Spanish for the Spanish past tense. So, for instance, what is I have for the Spanish past tense? How would you say I have?
E. E.
Now, you can use this actually to make will in Spanish. You're simply going to borrow it and stick it onto the end of another word, and it will give you a new tense by that simple trick. So, what is, for instance, to visit in Spanish?
Visitar. Visitar.
All you need to do to get the will tense is add that word for have onto the end. So, if you make that into one word, so literally you have to visit, and then add the word for I have straight onto the end of it, that add that sound from I have straight onto the end, what will you get?
Visitaré. Visitaré.
So again, to visit.
Visitar. Visitar.
And I have for the past tense?
E. E.
And again, now stuck together, so it literally is something like to visit I have. How would you say that?
Visitaré. Visitaré.
Now, in Spanish, that means I will visit. It is literally to visit with I have put on the end. What is to reserve in Spanish?
Reservar. Reservar.
Using the same technique, how would you say I will reserve?
Reservaré. Reservaré.
What is to invite in Spanish?
Invitar. Invitar.
I will invite.
Invitaré. Invitaré.
What is to buy in Spanish?
Comprar. Comprar.
I will buy.
Compraré. Compraré.
And again, What is I will visit?
Visitaré. Visitaré.